We are standing on what is known as the Barangaroo Reserve. Since the 1820s until 2003, this land we are standing on was a very busy port which brought many goods into the country, with the busiest wharf at Miller's Point, which is just ahead of you. During the gold rush, this port was so wealthy that the streets of Barangaroo were paved with gold in the 1850s. In the 1960s, the Miller's Point Wharf was turned into a vast concrete slab filled with shipping containers. However, the government announced that Sydney would cease to be a working port in 2003, and the idea to create a reserve became a reality. Barangaroo Reserve was innovatively created using existing materials on the site. As you can see on the foreshore, large sandstone slabs cover the border between the reserve and the harbour. The foreshore of the reserve is made of 10,000 sandstone slabs, 93% of which were cultivated from the site itself. This sandstone came from beneath what is now the cutaway, the reserve's massive cultural space. A concrete container terminal in the reserve was also imaginatively reborn as a naturalistic rocky outcrop, landscaped with 75,000 native trees and shrubs. The construction of Barangaroo and removal of the old wharf actually uncovered some preserved historical features, one of which you can see in front of you.
Why is it all black?
Imogen, open your eyes.
Oh, right.
This is Hickson's sandstone seawall, built in 1865 to prevent the shoreline from eroding. The reserve covers 6 hectares and includes lookouts, walking and cycling trails, coves and picnic spots, entertaining people of all ages. It was sensitively landscaped with over 75,000 native trees and shrubs, specifically chosen to replicate the vegetation that was present before the European settlement. The planting involved 84 different species, native to the Sydney region from over 200 years ago. As well as being an integral part of the plant regeneration initiative in Sydney Harbour, Barangaroo is also the host of thousands of years of Aboriginal culture. The 11 hectares of the Barangaroo Domain is one of Australia's largest sites of public art and cultural activity, with 9 public art and cultural programs expected to be completed by 2020. Aboriginal cultural tours are already available, exploring the rich cultural history of Sydney Harbour. One cultural experience is the Nangamay Multimedia Experience, which is accessible via a phone app and embedded in the sandstone of the reserve.
Now for the next part of the audio, we are moving on to Stargazer Lawn. If you look in a southeasterly direction, you will notice...
Wait, I can't see.
Imogen, turn around. You'll see a number of high-rise and residential buildings. Barangaroo's infrastructure is a vital element in contributing to its sustainability commitment as part of the C40 Climate Positive City Development Program. Chosen as one of 19 projects worldwide, Barangaroo's ecological commitment as part of the C40 is to be carbon neutral, water positive, waste free, and have a focus on community well-being. Did you know that Barangaroo development agreements ensure that the entire precinct will stay in public ownership with all infrastructure on 99-year leaseholds? Every lease means long-term sustainability obligations from the New South Wales government to all land and business owners, as well as tenants and developers. Making Barangaroo completely carbon neutral required large-scale and centralised infrastructure. If you continue looking southeast, you'll notice that 3 international towers. These are designed to achieve the world's best practice efficiency for office towers. The towers are designed to reduce heat gain using shade panels aligned with the sun to reduce cooling needs and cost. Energy-efficient air conditioning is used throughout the precinct, utilising water drawn from Sydney Harbour in the district cooling plant. Notice the surrounding harbour. When completed, Barangaroo will be capable of exporting more recycled water than it uses, making it a water-wise precinct. Fun fact, the wastewater recycling system it uses is capable of processing 1 million litres of wastewater each day. This saves energy consumption and water use by using a communal centralised cooling system, rather than individual ones. When finished, Barangaroo will accommodate 23,000 office workers and 3,000 residents, as well as shoppers, diners and tourists.
Culture and art is vital to the Barangaroo precinct. The estimated cost of the cultural and art plan for the life of the Barangaroo project is an estimated $40 million. Have you heard that Barangaroo is being described as a city within a city, a place for people to work, live, socialise and connect with Sydney Harbour's history? The Barangaroo precinct was named after a powerful female Indigenous leader, and was a territory of the Gadigal people. It had been used for fishing and hunting for around 6,000 years, almost as long as this small hall had been fishing for.
Besides the point, irrelevant.
Indigenous people continued to live in the Barangaroo region after colonisation, continuing their traditional lifestyle. Whilst around them, cattle and sheep grazed the landscape among several houses, windmills and sailing ships. Later in history, when the bubonic plague hit Sydney in the 1900s, the New South Wales government seized control to rebuild the wharves, which dramatically altered the landscape. creating Hickson Road and a series of small wharves and store sheds. Barangaroo Reserve has much potential in the future, with the council eventually hoping to boast a new cultural centre with one of the largest internal spaces in Australia, the Cutaway, providing huge potential for public creation, as well as an underground 300-space car park operated by Wilson Parking.